The massive Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival came to a close in California on Sunday after 2 weekends of sold-out shows by over 150 artists. When it first launched nearly 13 years ago, Coachella couldn't find an audience to turn a profit. But sales have become so reliable that this year, 60,000 tickets were sold before any bands were even announced.
So the festival repeated the identical lineup of shows for a second weekend. That was good news for fans, but the response in the music industry has been mixed. That's because of something called a radius clause in the musicians' contracts. NPR's Amy Walters explains.
Ever heard of the band Explosions in the Sky?
We're 12, 13 years in, been playing this whole time.
They're from Austin, Texas. They did the theme song for the TV show Friday Night Lights. And Mona Friani is one of the band's guitar players.
And now we're at a point in which we're getting invitations to pretty great festivals like Coachella, and we might be getting the sunset slot on the second or third stage.
At 10 p.m., they missed the sunset, but not the Friday Night Lights. They played on the second biggest stage of the festival, right before the Friday Night headliner. The band's first Coachella performance was back in 2007, and the musicians have seen the power the festival has.
You know, we were going from playing in rooms that were 400, 500, maybe 1,000 people. After that Coachella, and after a couple of things around that, we came back to California and we're playing the Palladium in L.A., which was 4,000, and filling it up.
And it's not just the numbers. Playing Coachella gives artists a certain cachet, but there's a price to pay. The musicians must sign a contract with Golden Voice, the festival's producer, that includes a radius clause, preventing them from playing any shows in most of Southern California without the festival's consent. The radius covers 7 counties, over 30,000 square miles. Tom Windisch says the festival's producers include that clause for a reason.
They basically want their event to be as exclusive as possible.
Windisch is an agent. 20 of his bands played Coachella this year. Maybe you've heard this song by Foster the People. He brought it to Coachella last year, and he faced similar restrictions then. The festival's not alone in insisting musicians abstain from playing elsewhere while they're under contract. Lollapalooza, Bonnaroo, other festivals also require performers to sign a radius clause. The Illinois Attorney General launched an antitrust investigation into Lollapalooza's clause 2 years ago. That investigation is apparently closed, though the Attorney General won't comment. Coachella's radius clause specifies that bands are prohibited from performing in the region several months before the festival and 1 full month after it's over. With songs and albums available for free on the internet, bands these days rely on proceeds from touring. So Windisch had to find places for his bands to play.
The radius clause has existed forever, so we know what's outside of it. Las Vegas and San Francisco are the most obvious ones.
And that's where he booked his bands. Godspeed You, Black Emperor, and Gautier both played San Francisco between the Coachella weekends.
Basically, I found out what the dates of Coachella, the 2 weekends, were going to be. Immediately, I emailed about 50 venues and said, let's start talking about some shows.
No one with the festival would agree to an interview. With tickets selling out in a matter of hours, they didn't need the press. And the festival did let some bands play Los Angeles between the Coachella weekends, but mostly at venues associated with Golden Voice or its parent company, AEG, one of the world's largest concert and sports promoters. The Georgia band, Blacklips, didn't get to play one of those shows. Cole Alexander, who sings and plays guitar for the band, says they're happy to play Coachella, but not about sitting around for a week.
Honestly, we would like to play like while we're in L.A. and DJ, but they told us not to, so we're like, whatever, we'll just record.
This is Ian from the Blacklips, and they said, no, you're not playing. And we go, okay, well, we're going to do an album with Kesha. Tick-tock.
This is Kesha.
Yeah, I'm actually the new lead singer of the Blacklips.
Well, not really. But they did hook up during the festival and plan to record an album together.
Yeah, we get a little crazy in the studio. We all make, like, different animal noises.
I'll do a beat and you'll do the monkey.
Oh, no.
You want to help with the beat?
Maybe something will come out of a week's worth of sitting around.
That's really all we can
you can
give
only
you
get a little bit. Yeah, the record company called and said only samples.
Amy Walters, NPR News.